This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Greece and Egypt on Thursday clinched an agreement that sets the stage for an undersea cable that will transmit power produced by renewables from North Africa to Europe, the first such infrastructure in the Mediterranean. Greece's energy minister and his Egyptian counterpart signed off on the project at a ceremony in Athens. The deal comes as Greece, Cyprus, and Israel plan to build the Eurasia's interconnector, the world's longest and deepest underwater power cable crossing the Mediterranean at a cost of about $900 million. As part of the project, Cyprus is due to sign a similar agreement with Egypt on Saturday. The agreement further strengthens ties between Greece and Egypt, which last year signed an accord on their maritime boundaries, giving them rights over natural resources. The White House announced Thursday U.S. President Joe Biden, America's second Catholic president, and his wife Jill will have an audience with Pope Francis at the Vatican on October 29th. Biden's Vatican visit will come ahead of his participation in the G20 summit in Rome on October 30th and 31st. From Italy, he's scheduled to travel to Glasgow for the COP26 climate change summit. The 78-year-old Biden is a practicing Catholic who attends Mass at least once a week. John F. Kennedy was the country's first Catholic president. When Biden took office, the Pope warmly congratulated him and said he hoped the new president's decisions would be, quote, guided by a concern for building a society marked by authentic justice and freedom. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Police in Norway said Thursday a Danish man suspected of a bow and arrow attack in a small Norwegian town that killed five people is a Muslim convert who was previously flagged as having been radicalized. Norway's National Security Agency said the suspect's actions, quote, currently appear to be an act of terrorism. The man is suspected of having shot at people in several locations on Wednesday evening. Police say several of the victims were in a supermarket. Norway's domestic security agency cited various aspects of the attack that also wounded two people in explaining its belief the suspect's actions currently appear to be an act of terrorism. The agency said that, quote, the most probable scenario of an extremely Islamist terrorist attack in Norway is an attack carried out by one or few perpetrators with simple weapon types against targets with few or no security measures. China will send three astronauts to an unfinished space station early on Saturday, including the first female crew member to visit the station where they are due to stay for 6 months. It will be the second of four planned crewed missions to the station, which is due to be completed by the end of next year. China began construction of what will be its first permanent space station in April with the launch of the first and largest of the station's three modules. It's slightly bigger than a city bus and will be the living quarters once the space station is completed. A three-person crew on the previous mission stayed for 90 days from June to September. Oxfam and Development Finance International warned Thursday that West African governments risk creating the, quote, worst economic crisis in decades by slashing public spending because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The NGOs said in a report that 14 out of 16 countries in the poor region are planning budget cuts, urging them to tax the wealthiest citizens and corporations in order to make up for shortfalls. According to official records, West Africa has suffered far lower COVID-19 infections than the West, but the pandemic has still had a devastating economic impact. West Africa is home to some of the poorest countries in the world. And the roadside spectator who caused a massive pileup during the first stage of the Tour de France in June goes on trial on Thursday in what a riders' union said it hopes will raise awareness over safety risks in cycling races. The French woman, who has not been named, sent one cyclist tumbling with dozens more falling to the ground because of a large cardboard sign she was holding at a television camera facing away from the cyclists. The lawsuit is being brought by a union representing professional cyclists. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.